Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, honey.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to find out those.
Who you be?
Young man.
Welcome to Christian worship at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. We gather together on this day of the resurrection of our Lord and follow the festival order of worship contained in your service folder. Why are you here? Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, he has risen. We stand for the singing of our processional hymn, hymn 457, Jesus Christ is risen today, hymn 457. In the name of the Father, who raised our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, of the Son, who rose victoriously from the grave, and of the Holy Spirit, who brings resurrection victory to our mortal bodies. Amen. Alleluia. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess our sins to you. For I know my transgressions.
And my sins before.
Against you only have I sinned.
And I will see you on your side.
We poor sinners beg you to create in us clean hearts and to free us from sin and guilt. Restore to us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with your Holy Spirit. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Our risen Lord has removed your sins. God forgives you. You are forgiven. We are forgiven indeed. Alleluia. Amen. The Lord is my strength and my song.
He has become my salvation.
Glad songs of salvation. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live.
And recount the deeds of the Lord.
The Lord has disciplined me severely. Open to me the gates of righteousness. This is the gate of the Lord. I thank you that you have answered me. The stone that the builders rejected. This is the Lord's doing.
It is marvelous.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Jesus, Son of David.
Have mercy on us.
Jesus, risen Lord. Jesus, Lamb of God.
Have mercy on us.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray together the collect of the day. Almighty God, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life. We humbly pray that we may live before you in righteousness and purity forever. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for this day of the resurrection of our Lord is recorded in the 19th chapter of the book of Job. Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. This is the word of the Lord. We speak responsibly, the gradual. Christ is risen from the dead. He has given him dominion over the works of his hands. The New Testament reading is recorded in the 15th chapter of Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved. If you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12, then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God. We sing our hymn stanza. Stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The message of God's good news according to St. John, the 20th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, But the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. And as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. This is the good news of our living Lord. We join together in the common confession of our Christian faith. We use the words of the Nicene Creed printed for us on the inside back cover of our hymnals. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. We sing as our hymn of the day, hymn 949, Heavenly Host in Ceaseless Worship, hymn 949.
Thank you.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and from our risen and living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon meditation is recorded in Revelation chapter 5, verses 5 and 6, printed for you in your worship folder. The Apostle John writes, "And one of the elders said to me, 'Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has conquered, so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals. And between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing, as though it had been slain, with seven horns and with seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth.'" Our Christian faith is a contrast of opposites. We are both sinners living in rebellion against our God and saints who are covered now with the holiness of our God. Our baptism puts to death the old sinful nature, while at the same time bringing to life a new, a holy nature within us. By God's grace, we are free from the requirements of God's law for our salvation, but at the same time, as saved people, we freely and gladly live according to God's will. At a Christian funeral, we view a dead body, but we also celebrate that person's continued eternal life in heaven. These two verses in the middle of Revelation chapter 5 show us the contrasts of our Christian faith come from the very person of our Lord Jesus Christ himself. For Jesus is described here as both a lion and a lamb, creatures in the animal kingdom that are on the opposite ends of the food chain. Jesus looks as though he has been slain, defeated by death. But he also stands, risen from the dead and alive among us. At the beginning of Revelation chapter 5, things are looking bad in heaven. The book of life in the hand of the divine judge is unopened and unread. There is no one who is worthy to see its contents, God's plan for our salvation. It is enough to make the Apostle John cry as he witnesses this vision. There looks to be no hope for sinful humanity. But this chapter is really a homecoming celebration. It is the heavenly ticker tape parade for its hometown hero who is returning in great victory. "Don't cry," John is told. "There is good news. Look, there is one who is worthy to open the scroll and to bring salvation to the world. He is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah." We know that a lion is the king of beasts, the one to whom other animals submit, a ferocious and a powerful creature. Yes, Jesus does fit this description. He has taken upon himself the wrath of God over our sin. He has conquered Satan, the ancient enemy of God and his people. So John looks, expecting to see a lion in all of its mighty majesty. Instead, he sees a lamb in all of its lowly humility. A lamb was an animal of sacrifice. For years and years throughout the Old Testament, lambs had been offered in God's earthly temple for the forgiveness of his people's sins. But now has come the one whom John the Baptist called the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. All previous sacrificial lambs were just previews of this one lamb who is the complete and the final sacrifice for the sins of all people. Jesus is the eternal Son of God whose sinless human life makes him a pure and a perfect sacrificial offering on our behalf. Jesus takes our sinfulness upon himself so that we can benefit from his holiness. Earthly kingdoms use majestic and ferocious animals as their symbols. The Russian bear, the British lion, the French tiger, and our own American eagle. But the most powerful and the longest lasting kingdom of all, the Holy Christian Church, has as its symbol, as its leader, a lamb, Jesus the Christ. For a lamb to be the instrument of our forgiveness, though, it had to be killed. Its blood had to be shed. Its life had to end. So also is it with the Lamb, Jesus. For him to be our Savior, to be our source of forgiveness, he too has to be slain. And so he was. Executed upon a criminal's cross, the innocent Lamb of God was killed as if he were the most guilty sinner of all. That is what we observed. It's what we witnessed. It's what we remembered on Good Friday, the death of Jesus Christ upon the cross. The slain Lamb of God paid the price to free us from the guilt and the punishment of our sins. But today, this death of Jesus on the cross is a past event. It is over and done. In Revelation chapter 5, we see the heavenly celebration of Jesus' resurrection from the dead. Now Jesus, the slain Lamb, stands alive as our victor over death and as our conqueror of the grave. Yet this past event of Jesus' death does have ongoing meaning for us. For in our risen Savior, Jesus, the sins that we commit every day are forgiven to us and forgotten by God. We celebrate the benefits of Jesus' death here in this Lord's Supper. For we receive his body and his blood that was given and shed for us upon the cross, and that are now present for us under these earthly elements of bread and wine. What John sees in his heavenly vision of Revelation chapter 5 is what we now witness here in this sacrament. The slain Lamb Jesus standing alive among us. A lion with all of its power, a lamb living after its sacrificial death. Both of these are proper descriptions of Jesus Christ. He is worthy of all our worship. That is the response of the hosts of heaven in Revelation chapter 5. Today, on this Easter Sunday, and every day that we gather together for Christian worship, we join in this heavenly harmony, singing to our Lord and our Savior Jesus, "Blessing and honor and glory and might be yours forever and ever." And all God's people say, Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Grace, mercy, and peace be yours through our Lord and through our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue with the prayer of the church as printed in your worship folder. We stand. You have remembered our need for salvation through the death and resurrection of our Savior Jesus. We now ask that you would remember those in need of your healing comfort, including Ron, Roy, Donna, Evelyn, Nolan, Lindsay, Ryan, Bryce, Zachary, Brandy, Avery, Margie, Jeff, Debbie, Reverend Hagen, Gail, Randy, Lori, Kelly, Alan, David, Danny, Inez, Mary Lou, Kathy, Elliot, Reverend Schneider, Rhonda, and all those we name silently before you in our hearts. We pray that you would continue to provide for the lives of your servants, Janet, Norma, Walter, Millie, Dolores, Dorothy, Carol, and Phyllis. We thank you for those who serve us in your name as elected and appointed government officials, as members of our nation's military, including McKenna and Drake, as law enforcement agents, including Ethan, as firefighters, emergency responders, and healthcare workers. We pray for your divine peace to replace our human hatred in those many places of our world now possessed by war and violence. We join with Trey and Emma and their families in thanking you for the birth of their son, Colson, grateful for his safe delivery and praying for the strength and growth of his young life. We ask that you would bless our future pastor, John Engel, and his wife, Teffy, as they plan their move to serve us here at Emmanuel, proclaiming your word to us and sharing your sacraments with us. We trust that you will provide for his current congregation of Bethlehem as they prepare for an upcoming pastoral vacancy. Into your hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grant that all may come to know and believe that Jesus has risen from the dead for them. Amen. You may be seated. We continue our worship with the gathering of our offerings. Stand as we join in the singing of the offertory as printed in your worship folder. To the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and fitting to thank you, Father, for all of your gifts of body and soul. Above all, we thank you for sending your only Son to earth. On this day, he rose victoriously from the dead, giving life and salvation to all who believe. Grant that we may now receive his body and blood as a gift and guarantee of this salvation. Therefore, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing. In your kingdom and teach us all to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
You may be seated. Now may this true body and true blood of our risen and living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith into life everlasting. Go now in God's peace. Amen. We stand as we pray our post-communion collect. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. We remain standing as we sing our closing hymn. It is hymn 478, the Day of Resurrection, hymn 478.